Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you some gardening tips. So with the onset of school holidays, I'd like to share some ideas that can make gardening a fun activity for kids on the not-so-rainy winter days. The first activity is to visit Kirstenbosch Botanical Gardens over the holidays. Admission is free for children 17 years old and younger. This annual Winter Wonder special applies during the holidays until the 17th of July. Not only is admission free for children, but there are also workshops and events taking place, like a free kids book reading series, for example. So if you've been meaning to take the kids to explore Kirstenbosch Gardens, the holidays now is an excellent time to do so. If you are gardening at home, consider allocating your child a section of the garden that is entirely their own to care for, a small plot of ground that they are responsible for to plan and plant up as they wish works well. Use plants that are fast growing and can be harvested quickly so that the kids don't have to wait too long to see results. Some quick growing veggie crops are plants like lettuce and radish. Other easy to grow plants that are interesting to children are seedlings like strawberries. Now is an ideal time to plant strawberries so that they have enough time to grow before bearing fruit in summer. Veggies like carrots, beans, peas, and cabbage are also popular with kids. Kids are hopefully also more likely to eat their veg if they have grown it themselves. You can also consider planting a sensory garden that will grab children's attention. Include brightly colored edible flowers like pansies and nasturtiums, which can be picked and eaten straight off the plant. You can also use fragrant plants like roses, lavender, rosemary, or mint. Also use plants that attract wildlife so that the garden has the sounds and sights of insect pollinators like bees and butterflies and also birds. A holiday activity that focuses on birds would be to keep a record of birds that visit your garden, listen to different bird sounds, and figure out where the sound is coming from. This will help to develop your child's spatial awareness. You can also add bird feeders to attract more birds and make this activity more interesting. Another activity is to do an investigation of all the wildlife creatures in your garden. Insects are everywhere, so you could even create an insect hotel which will help the bugs to thrive and entertain your kids at the same time. Other activities include building a mini rock garden or creating a pond in a pot. You can also hand paint pots or second-hand containers like old milk bottles, tins, or even gumboots or shoes and plant these with flowers or succulents. Another idea is to keep a garden journal where they can write down their observations about nature and also write about the progress of their plants. I trust that some of these suggestions will provide lots of fun yet meaningful activities to do during the holidays. So that's all from me for today. For comments or questions, go to my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. Have a great weekend.